Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
All right, thank you so much. And, well, just let me ask you, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. What is your age?
81.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, at the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote at 10, extremely motivated?
I always vote.
Thank you so much. And now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
Approve.
And is that strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you so much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
All right, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns so some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. And the first one is making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
10.
Thank you. Passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
8.
Thank you. Investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
I think you mean lead pipes.
Oh,
instead
yeah?
Of lead pipes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yeah.
What you meant, lead pipes? Okay, would you read that again for me, please?
Yeah, sure. Investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways.
8.
Thank you so much. Investing in the child care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable for working parents.
9.
Thank you. And stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
10.
Thank you. And strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
5.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you so much. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? And on this case, you may choose two options. I'm going to read the first one: stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back.
You want me to pick one of that?
You may choose two on this case.
I'm sorry, could you read them again then?
Yeah, no, don't worry. Stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back.
And you want me to decide what?
Two of them that you think that should, well, the election should be most about.
Okay, it should be about what the election should be about. Stopping eroding women's rights for protection of their own body, decision-making, and the improvement of education for K-12 schools.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. And the first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
50.
All right, thank you. Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you so much. Joe Biden.
99.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
50.
Thank you. Michelle Obama.
50.
Thank you so much. Republicans in Congress.
50.
Thank you. Jill Stein.
Who?
Jill Stein.
I have no idea.
All right. But have you heard of her, or don't you have an opinion of her?
I have not heard of her.
All right. And J.T. Vance?
30.
30. Thank you so much. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
All right, thank you. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly would disagree with that statement. And the first one says, I am excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president. Would you say that you agree or disagree with this statement?
Agree.
And is that strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. And the next one says, even if Kamala Harris become president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America. Are you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
And is that somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman. Are you agree or disagree with this statement?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you so much. Now, just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 61% of this survey. I really thank you so much for your time, and I will try to be the briefly possible. Now, I'd like you to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. For each, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. And the first one says, we'll fight for people like you. Do you think that that Harris can do it better or Trump?
Harris.
And is that much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you so much. And the next one says, gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it. Do you think that Harris or Trump can do it better?
Would you restate that, please?
Yeah, gender inequality and fighting the threat policies that address it. Do you think that Harris or Trump can do it better?
Oh, Harris.
And is that much or somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you so much. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. Do you think that that Harris can do it better or Trump?
Harris.
And is that much better or somewhat better?
I'm sorry, much better.
All right, thank you. And the last for this, securing our borders. Do you think that Harris or Trump can do it better?
Probably Trump.
And is that somewhat or much better?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Next, I am going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is a not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first one says, women's health is often overlooked in this country. Among higher income countries, we fall far behind most of our counterparts with more than double their maternal mortality rate. And African American women have more than double the maternal mortality rate of any other race in the nation. It's time we use our political power to demand leaders fight for women's health, for maternal health, and to protect our reproductive rights over our own bodies. Our vote has power, the power to save lives. We must use that power for our health. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. The next one says, our country is being overrun with illegal immigrants, and the effects are devastating for American citizens. Rather than using our country's resources to build up our own communities, politicians are opening up our borders. This crisis undermines U.S. workers and jobs, increases crime, drains the treasury, and overloads schools and hospitals. We must get out and vote to ensure that we elect leaders who will work for us and put the interests of American citizens first. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you so much. And the last for this part, our rights, freedoms, and power are under attack by extremists who feel threatened by our progress and the changing demographics of our country. They are dismantling the policies and laws that so many generations have fought to put in place over the years that tackle racial and gender inequality. From affirmative action to college diversity programs to business funding specifically designed to help minority and women business to control over what we do with our bodies, they are fighting our progress. Voting is how we use our power to fight back by supporting those candidates. We'll fight for our rights and make sure we don't go backwards. How convincing is this statement for you from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you so much. I am going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. And the first one is Facebook.
Yes.
Thank you. YouTube?
No.
Thank you. Twitter?
No.
Instagram?
What?
Instagram?
No.
TikTok?
No.
All right, thank you so much. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Fourteen.
Is that a high school graduate?
No, that's a master's.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, or single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you describe it as urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times
every
a
week?
Every week. All right. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you so much. And this is the last question. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled? Unemployed?
Retired.
Thank you so much. And in that way, we have concluded this survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, hope you have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.